蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。如果朋友你对圣经比较熟悉的话呢，你一定知道那四福音书，也就是马太、马可、路加、约翰这四卷福音书呢，基本上就相当于是在描述耶稣在世的时候的日子，也就是说描述跟耶稣相关的直接的事。基于这个呢，我们说要去认识耶稣是谁的时候呢，我们通常都会以这四卷福音书为一个基础，去细致的去探寻耶稣在世的时候他的所作所为。但最关键的，我们还是要明确一个点，那就是耶稣究竟是谁。即便我们说耶稣是神，或者说我们说耶稣是神的儿子，神的独生子，也有说耶稣是基督，耶稣是弥赛亚，可是这跟我们有什么关系呢？当我们今天我们去传福音的时候，我们会说你要接受耶稣成为你的生命当中的主，成为你的救主。这意味着什么呢？是不是说像我们平时对宗教的理解那样，我有了一个护身符，因为我认识耶稣，所以我可以怎么样怎么样？还是说有其他的意义呢？当我们更多的去读圣经，我们就知道原来人的生命一定不是建立在自己的私欲上，也就是一定不是我们自己想怎么样就怎么样的，因为我们的生命是神创造的，在他那里才有我们活着真正的样子，或者说只有在神的带领下，我们才能够活出人生命真实的价值来。那么这跟耶稣是谁有什么关系呢？接下来我们一起进入今天的蓝天绿洲，查尔斯会带领我们来分享马可福音的第九章。
Mark 9 is one of those instances where the curtain is pulled back. Heavenly things are revealed. Jesus was still engaged in earthly ministry. He was teaching those first disciples. He was preaching the kingdom of God has come. We need to repent of our sins, and he offers forgiveness of those sins. Mark 9 is a heavenly encounter. Listen now.
马可福音第九章记载了一个揭晓天上奥秘的事件。当时耶稣还在地上传道，他在教导第一批门徒，他在传讲天国近了，我们应当悔改，耶稣就赦免我们的罪。马可福音第九章是个属天的相遇，我们一起来听这段经文。
After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all aloneThere he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰，领他们悄悄地上了高山。他在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白。地上漂布的人没有一个能漂得那样白。有以利亚和摩西向他们显现，并且与耶稣说话。
Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened.
彼得对耶稣说，拉比，我们在这里真好，我们来搭3座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他们很害怕。
Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him.
有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，又有声音从云彩里出来，说：这是我的爱子，你们要听从他。
Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus.
门徒连忙向周围观看，不再看见任何人，只见耶稣同他们在一起。
As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, Why did the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?
下山的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说，人子还没有从死人中复活，你们不要将所看到的告诉人。门徒将这话存记在心，彼此议论，从死人中复活是什么意思？他们就问耶稣，文士为什么说以利亚必须先来？
Jesus replied, To be sure, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected?But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him.
耶稣说，以利亚的确先来复兴万事。经上不是指着人子说他要受许多的苦和被人轻慢吗？我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，他们任意待他，正如经上指着他说的。
Oceans in his hand, who has numbered every grain of sand? Kings and nations tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Behold, our God. Come let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come let us adore him.
Now, we just heard the story. The Transfiguration historically is placed on Mount Tabor, but evangelical scholars of more recent days mark the events on one of the many mountaintops just underneath Mount Hermon in the north of the country. Every time I visit Caesarea Philippi at the base of Mount Hermon, I ask myself, where's the spot around me that fits the chronological flow coming out of the Gospels? With the account of the Transfiguration, there is the human, but there is certainly, most certainly, also the divine. The disciples were allowed to be there, but they were afraid, trembling. Peter was chattering in fear. He knew he was standing on holy ground. Something divine was happening, and he waded in, like he too often did, by suggesting they build three shelters or ceremonial tents like the original tabernacle in the wilderness, one for Moses, one for Elijah, one for Jesus. Mark gives us a side note. Peter did not know what to say, Mark tells us, under inspiration. And then he also says they were so frightened.
好，我们刚把这个故事听过了。耶稣登山变相的地点一直都被认为是在塔伯山。不过近年来有不少圣经学者认为是在以色列北部的黑门山山下众多山峰中的其中一处。每次我到位于黑门山下的该萨利亚腓利比去，我就会想，在我附近的哪个地点符合福音书里叙述的次序呢？登山变相的故事里有人间的元素，也肯定有属天的。几个门徒被允许在场，但是他们很害怕，还发抖。彼得太害怕以致乱说话。他知道自己站在一个神圣的地方，眼前属天的景象使他脱口而出，就像平日那样不加思索，说要在那荒山上盖三座如同旧约会幕那样的棚，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚，一座给耶稣。马可被圣灵感动，在这里加了一句注解，说彼得不知道说什么才好，又说因为他们很害怕。
If you've read the Bible all the way through a few times or even once, you will recognize the parallels between this mountaintop and Mount Sinai, where the Ten Commandments were written on tablets of mountain stone by the finger of God. It was the giving of the law. Here at the Transfiguration, Moses shows up along with Elijah the prophet. The only other place in Scripture where the two are mentioned together is in Malachi 4, in the final book of the Old Testament. Remember the law of my servant Moses. I gave him at Mount Horeb for all Israel, and then the promise of sending Elijah again before the day of the Lord. It was Jesus who told us he came to fulfill the law. Some people thought John the Baptist was Elijah reincarnated to prepare the way of the Lord. The Bible never teaches that. But we're told in Luke's gospel that he was sent in the power and spirit of Elijah to lead the way for the coming Messiah.
如果你把整本圣经读过好几遍，或者至少读过一遍，你会想起类似的事件是发生在西乃山上的。当时神以手指将十诫写在石板上，颁布律法。在登山变相这里，摩西和以利亚一起出现。圣经同时提到这两个人的地方只有马拉基书第四章，也就是旧约的最后一卷书。那里说，你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法，就是我在何烈山为以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。接着说到神的应许，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。耶稣告诉我们，他来要成全律法。有人以为施洗约翰是以利亚在世为人来预备主的道路，这绝对不是圣经的教导。但是路加福音告诉我们，施洗约翰具有以利亚的心智与能力，为即将来到的弥赛亚预备道路。
As the curtain was pulled aside here, we don't know everything that was said, but we know the one who received the law, Moses, and then a great prophet, Elijah, and Jesus had a meeting. It was a miraculous meeting. Their clothes changed as the disciples were allowed to watch. The clothes of the prophet and the giver of the law and Jesus became whiter than white, whiter than any bleach could have ever made happen, white as a bolt of lightning. Luke tells us their faces were glowing just as Moses had on that other mountain, just as Moses had on that other mountaintop. The glory of God was right there. And I'm thinking of the cloud, like the Shekinah glory cloud that moved over with Peter's stumbling suggestion.
在这里，天上的一幕景象显现出来，我们未必完全明白。不过，我们知道那位领受律法的摩西和伟大的先知以利亚正和耶稣会谈。这是个奇妙的会谈，门徒有幸能看到，他们的衣服变得极其洁白，比任何漂布的人所漂的白色更白，就像闪电闪过的那种白色。路加福音那里说，他们的脸上发光，就像摩西当日在西乃山上那样，神的荣耀就在那里。而我思想的是那云彩，就像神同在的荣耀云彩，在彼得提出建议之后就来遮盖他们。
Then the voice, the voice, the voice of the Lord, the Almighty God the Father was speaking just as he did at the baptism of Jesus. This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased.
然后就有声音，是神的声音。全能父上帝说话了，就像耶稣受洗的时候那样，他说：“这是我的爱子。”
Peter didn't get it. The threesome had been talking about the cross and how Jesus was going to Jerusalem to die. His purpose for coming to earth in the first place. They were speaking of the great events not many days away. Peter wanted to elevate the two humans.With the divine Son. He wanted to honor in the same way all three. But the voice of God intervened and made mention and gave honor and glory to the Son alone. Whatever this was about, it was all about Jesus. He even warned the disciples after the cloud lifted and Moses and Elijah vanished to not talk about it until after he had risen from the dead. This was a special moment in a special place as the curtain was briefly drawn aside.
彼得没意会过来，摩西、以利亚与耶稣正在谈论耶稣要到耶路撒冷受死的事，这正是他来世上的目的。再过几天，这件伟大的事就要发生了。彼得想把这两位先知和神的儿子并列，他想以同样的方式来尊荣他们三位，但是神的声音介入，指出应该单单把荣耀归给神的独生子。不管发生什么，都要以耶稣为中心。当摩西和以利亚消失之后，主耶稣甚至警告门徒，他从死里复活之前，不要把所看见的告诉人。这个时刻和这个地点都太特别了，因为天上的景象揭开过一小部分。
In preparing this message, I deliberately stayed away from the commentators. I didn't even call a translator friend or two to learn if there was any special nuance here in the original Greek. I just read the passage.I read it in three Gospels. I read the account over and over again. And you know what I learned that I'd like to share with you today? What is the takeaway for you and me? It took me several read-throughs, but there it was. God speaking to me. And to you, I pray. Just the same words he spoke to the disciples that day on a mountaintop. This is my son.In whom I love. Listen to him. Mark 9, verse 7. Same words, all three Gospels. We know he loved his only begotten Son, whom he gave and sent to die on Calvary and set us free from our sin. We know that. I hope you've trusted in the Son alone to be saved. But the takeaway for us today, I believe...If you are saved, are the words from God himself. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus.
当我预备这篇信息的时候，我故意不去找解经家，我不打电话去问任何懂得圣经希腊原文的朋友，看看这里有什么特别含义。我就只是读经文。我找到三卷福音书去读同一段记载，读了一遍又一遍。结果，你知道我有什么发现要跟你分享吗？有什么可以让你带回去领受的信息呢？我真的读了很多遍，神就对我说话了。希望也对你说话，这是我的祷告。马可福音九章七节就是这句神在山顶上对门徒们说的话，这是我的爱子，你们要听从他。三卷福音书都是这么记载。同样的话。我们都知道神差派了他的独生爱子来到世上，死在加略山，使我们脱离罪的捆绑。这我们是知道的。我盼望你能信靠这位神的儿子以致得救。但是今天我们要带回去的信息，我相信如果你已经得救的话，这信息就是神所说的，你们要听从他，要听从耶稣。
Of course, it means we listen to words recorded in the New Testament. We know that. We learn from him and his words, why he came and who he was, and even how to read the Old Testament. We talk about that a lot here on Haven today. But, and I say this very solemnly, Jesus is still speaking today. He calls for us to come to him today.To find him again today. He's already there, of course, but Jesus is where we find not just knowledge from above, not just divine words printed on a page for us to read repeatedly, but he's where we find our rest, wherever and however we are, and whatever we're going through today.If you don't remember anything else today, as the curtain was pulled back for us in Mark 9, take this to heart. Take it home and chew on it. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Amen.
当然，这表示我们要听从记载在新约圣经的话。我们明白。我们从耶稣的言行知道他为什么来，他是谁，甚至学到了如何读旧约圣经。我们在节目中常谈到这些。但是我要严肃地告诉你，耶稣今天仍然在说话，他呼唤我们来到他面前，再次地来寻见他。当然他已经在，但是耶稣不只存在于我们刚才所说的知识之中，也不只存在于白纸黑字的圣经里让我们反复地读，而是不管我们在哪里，我们的情况如何，我们在经历什么，耶稣都在，他要使我们得安息。如果你不记得今天马可福音第九章说了什么有关天上的事，那么只要带走这个信息，听从他，好好咀嚼这句话，听从耶稣。阿们。 就像查尔斯所说的，要听从他，听从耶稣。我想这个是给我们一个很重要的提醒。我们常常说我要成为一个重生得救的基督徒，我凭的是什么呢？好，圣经说了，信。当我们信了之后，我们可以因信称义，我们就得救了。好，那这是我们知识层面上的理解。但是当我们认识到这一点的时候，我们又是否能够听从耶稣呢？也就是耶稣所说的话在我们的生命当中是否成立呢？是否生效呢？这一点来说，我想我们每一个人都要在自己的内心打一个大大的问号。我又想起保罗说的，立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。我想这个不单单是道德层面上的说我要做一个好人，而是说我知道那个善的，我知道那个好的，我知道应该要听从耶稣，但是我做不到，或者说我不愿意去做。那这一点呢，就是我们的生命当中需要去克服，需要去对付的问题了。所以我们巴不得神能够扭转我们的生命，但最重要的还是我们有一颗顺服的心，降服在神的面前。我们往往觉得自己能够为自己筹划将来的道路，但是神却借着圣经提醒我们，人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。神给我们的带领从来不是说我告诉你未来十年你会怎么样，神给我们的带领就是当我们降服在他面前的时候，那我们的生命就在他所预备的环境当中一步一步的被他引导了。我们是不是真正的把耶稣基督当成我们生命的主？这个主其实有主宰的意思，就是我们要听从他，我们要顺服他，我们要降服于他。亲爱的朋友，真的盼望今天的信息能够对我们每一个人都有一些的提醒，让我们知道我们的生命重要的地方在哪里。到底是我要做一个行为上让人看起来好的人，又或者说我要做一个知识非常丰富的人，还是我要做一个听从耶稣的人？邀请朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。
Come, let us adore.